Demolition of J.J. Morgan Restaurant at Mackenzie and Cedar Hill Road on Thursday marked the final chapter for the Gordon Head staple, which shut its doors in 2020 when owner Russell Enge retired. It's all part of work to pave the way for a four-year, $230 million redevelopment project on the site of the University Heights Shopping Center. Demolition began a few months ago in the area of the parking garage and will see the shopping center taken down in its entirety, said outgoing Saanich Mayor Fred Haines. The shopping center, which was built in the 1980s, was sold by Wesbit Holdings to South Carolina-based real estate company Graystar in the spring, just before the redevelopment plan went to council for a final reading. Redevelopment plans for the property bordered by Shelburne Street, Mackenzie Avenue and Cedar Hill Road include more than 590 rental units, with 60 of them to be designated as affordable, along with 11,000 square feet of daycare space, cycling facilities, a public plaza and a BC Transit hub on the Mackenzie Avenue, Shelburne Street property. The Home Depot store on the property is set to be expanded by 10,000 square feet and is expected to remain open during the site's redevelopment. The development will eventually include three standalone buildings and added greenery, Haines said. Saanich Mayor-elect Dean Murdoch, who is expected to be sworn in as mayor at Monday's inaugural council meeting, said, "There's been a lot of anticipation about the work getting underway. It's a project that was in review and discussion for a long time before it was finally approved." He said the scope of the project is similar to the overhaul of the Town and Country Shopping Center at Douglas Street and Saanich Road, which became the Uptown Shopping Precinct. "It's that significant in the way that it will reshape and recharacterize what is a very significant corridor in the district of Saanich," Murdoch said. The University Heights redevelopment is going ahead amid the second phase of the Shelburne Street Improvement Project. The first phase was completed in July, with bike lanes installed on Shelburne north of Mackenzie Avenue to Torquay Drive. Another redevelopment has been proposed directly across Mackenzie from University Heights, Murdoch said. "That intersection at Mackenzie and Shelburne, of course, is going to be a very busy one in terms of construction activity," he said. "In the longer term, there's going to be a considerable makeover of that area." He said it's good to see the current level of construction happening at a time when we're potentially dipping into a recession. Haines said the redevelopment in the works across Mackenzie includes 600 rental units and a medical facility. Chris Poirier-Skelton, president of the Gordon Head Residences Association, said residents worry about traffic flow and parking arising from the coming changes. "If the project across Mackenzie is approved, there will be double the amount of traffic in and out of that area," she said, raising concerns about pedestrian safety. Jbell at TimesColumnist.com.